USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. Thursday, in an address to the nation, President Biden spoke from Philadelphia's Independence Hall and urged Americans to reject the beliefs of Make America Great Again Republicans.
MAGA forces are determined to take this country backwards. Backwards to an America where there is no right to choose, no right to privacy, no right to contraception, no right to marry who you love.
On Thursday, the Airline Pilots Association picketed at airports throughout the U.S. to call on management to recognize pilot sacrifices during the pandemic and to get serious about negotiating a contract. Captain Eric Hall was on the line in Minneapolis.
Pilots at Delta Airlines were instrumental in carrying the airline through COVID. So we were out here flying as first responders, frontline workers, and it is frustrating that we're at this stage.
This is USA Radio News.
This is an important notice to consumers facing $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or other unsecured debt. You're not required to pay it all back because there are special programs now in effect that will significantly reduce the amount you will owe if you qualify. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. These programs, which the credit card companies like to keep secret, exist to aid American consumers struggling with overwhelming credit card debt by offering tremendous savings and real debt relief. Accredited Debt Relief has established a special hotline for you to call and learn what savings you qualify for. They've helped qualify consumers with over $1 billion in debt and are A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. So don't wait. Get the relief you need during these hard economic times. For this free information, call the Accredited Debt Relief hotline now. Call 800-950-0099. 800-950-0099. That's 800-950-0099.
UN inspectors have braved the crossfire of Ukraine and Russian forces to get inside Europe's largest nuclear plant. The long-awaited visit to the Zaporizhzhia facility comes as one of the reactors was shut down temporarily due to the fighting. Rafael Grossi is leading the International Atomic Energy Agency team inspecting the Russian-occupied plant.
I have just completed a first tour of the key areas that we wanted to see in this first approach to the whole facility.
The Center for Disease Control and Prevention officially recommends updating COVID-19 booster shot to the new vaccine that offers protection from the Omicron variants of the disease. The panel voted 13-1 to approve the Moderna vaccine for people who are at least 18 years old. An earlier vote also passed 13-1, recommending the new Pfizer vaccine for people who are at least 12 years old. The CDC still needs to adopt the recommendation before the shots can be distributed nationwide. This is USA Radio News.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
The president of Taiwan says the island nation is looking forward to producing democracy chips with the U.S. She made the comment on Thursday during a meeting with Arizona Governor Doug Ducey. The world's biggest contract chip maker, Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Company, is building a $12 billion plant in Phoenix. To charge or not to charge?
Californians are being told not to charge their electric cars just days after regulators voted for a gas car sales ban. Due to excessive heat in the Golden State, officials are asking residents to avoid using large appliances and charging electric vehicles during peak usage hours of 4 p.m. through 9 p.m. The state just announced a plan to ban sales of new gas-powered cars by 2035 in an effort to curb greenhouse gases. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A new Gallup poll finds parents' concern for their children's safety at school has risen to its highest point in more than 2 decades. The survey was conducted nearly 3 months after the school shooting in Uvalde, Texas, which claimed the lives of 19 children and 2 adults. For the upcoming school year, some school districts have recently hired armed security guards. After witnessing a lockdown drill at her daughter's school, a woman says she gave her daughter a watch with GPS and texting capabilities. Parental fear hit its highest point in the survey in 1999 after the Columbine High School shooting. I'm Tony Marusso, and this is USA Radio News.